this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are learning about the year of 1999. A pretty average year, probably. I'm not too sure. The biggest thing I remember from 1999 was the whole Y2K issue, which I'm sure we will get to at some point this episode. So yes, it's a pretty self-explanatory episode, but perhaps this is the first time you join along for one of these types of episodes. But it really is as simple as that. I take a year and we review interesting facts, some births, and maybe some deaths, but I tend to skip over those for obvious reasons. And so with that, we start with January of the year 1999. R.J. Matthew, W.H. Wilson, T.G. Turkington, and R.E. Coleman publish their study titled Regional Cerebral Blood Flow and Depersonalization After Tetrahydrocannabinol Administration. I don't know anything about that, but if you understood what that title even means, then consider me impressed. I'm no scientist, but my friends over at Jupiter Organic CBD may as well be. And seeing the title of this article gives me the reminder to let you know a bit about them. Jupiter Organic CBD helps me achieve better and deeper sleep. It's part of my personal nightly sleep routine. Jupiter's Organic CBD is designed to work like an off button for daily stress, and after trying for a couple weeks, I could really start to tell a difference. Jupiter is 100% USDA organic, and no, you do not get high when you take these drops under your tongue. All purchases come with a 30-day risk-free trial, so look, if for some reason you don't like or love it, you can keep the product and still get a full refund. There is absolutely no way to lose here. Try Jupiter for better sleep and less stress. Get 10% off with code ASMR at getjupiter.com. That's getjupiter.com. Promo code ASMR for 10% off. Link in the description of this episode. Enjoy. These guys are absolute pros, and I'm a huge fan, for sure. But for now, let's move on with the rest of January. And we start with January 1st of 1999. The euro currency is established, and the European Central Bank assumes its full powers. On the 3rd, the Mars Polar Lander is launched by NASA. 17 days later, on January 20th of 1999, the China News Service announces new government restrictions on internet use aimed especially at internet cafes. January of 1999, as at least determined by Wikipedia, is on the 25th, where a 6.2 M, I'm not sure what M stands for, I guess it's 6.2 on the Richter scale, I guess. A 6.2 earthquake hits Armenia, Colombia. February 7th, 1999. King Hussein of Jordan passes away, and his son Abdullah II inherits his throne. Later, not tied in at all to what's happened with King Hussein of Jordan and his son Abdullah II, Pluto moves along its eccentric orbit further from the sun than Neptune. It had been near the Neptune since 1979 and will become near again in the year of 2231. If you know me, you know that is my second favorite planet. Although I understand that perhaps Pluto is not even a planet at all, but old habits die hard. On the 12th of February, then US President Bill Clinton is acquitted in impeachment proceedings in the U.S. Senate. February 16th, across Europe, Kurdish rebels take over embassies and hold hostages after Turkey arrests one of their rebel leaders. 7 days later, on the 23rd, Kurdish rebel leader Abdullah Öcalan is charged with treason in Ankara, Turkey. February 27th of 1999. While trying to circumnavigate the world in a hot air balloon, Colin Prescott and Andy Elson set a new endurance record after being aloft for 233 hours. And 55 minutes. I myself have never taken a hot air balloon ride. I'm a bit torn on the idea. Part of me thinks it would be really cool, and another part of me is concerned that I will be stuck there for 233 hours in the sky. But if you are a hot air balloon aficionado or expert, let me know, and let me know where I should go to get a hot air balloon experience. Now, of course, we move on to the month of March, and on the 1st of March, the Convention on the Prohibition of Anti-Personnel Mines comes into force. 3 days later, on March 4th, in a military court, U.S. Marine Corps Captain Richard J. Ashby is acquitted of the charge of reckless flying, which resulted in the deaths of 20 skiers in the Italian Alps when his low-flying EA-6B Prowler hit a gondola cable. Warsaw Pact members Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic join NATO. 3 days later, on the 15th of March, 1999, of course, in Brussels, Belgium, the Santer Commission resigns over allegations of corruption. I'm not sure what the Santer Commission is. March 21st, the 71st Academy Awards are held at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, with Shakespeare in Love winning Best Picture. I think I've only seen about 15 minutes of Shakespeare in Love. March 24th, NATO launches airstrikes against the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, making the first time NATO has attacked a sovereign state. On that exact same day, a fire in the Mont Blanc tunnel sets ablaze and leads to the closure of the tunnel for nearly 3 years. March 25th, Enron energy traders allegedly route 2,900 megawatts of electricity destined for California to the town of Silver Peak, Nevada, population of only 200. The very next day, the Melissa worm attacks the internet. And I was very curious about what this was because I had never heard of this. So I looked into it and compiled the following. The Melissa virus was a mass mailing macrovirus released on or around March 26, 1999. As it was not a standalone program, it was not classified as a worm. It targeted Microsoft Word and Outlook-based systems and created considerable network traffic. The virus would infect computers via email, the email being titled Important Message. Upon clicking the message, the body would read, "Here's that document you asked for, don't show anybody else." Below this was a document titled list.doc. When the user clicked it, many pornographic sites would open. It would then mass mail itself to the first 50 people in the user's contact list, and then disable multiple safeguard features on Microsoft Word and Outlook. The virus was released on March 26, 1999, by David Smith. The virus itself was credited to Quichbo, who was shown to be the macrovirus writers Vicodin ES and Alt F11 by comparing Microsoft Word documents with the same globally unique identifier. This method was also used to trace the virus back to Smith. On April 1st, 1999, Smith was arrested in New Jersey as a result of collaborative effort involving the FBI, the New Jersey State Police, Monmouth Internet, a Swedish computer scientist, and others. David Smith was accused of causing $80 million worth of damages by disrupting personal computers and computer networks in businesses and governments. December 10th, 1999, Smith pleaded guilty to releasing the virus. On May 1st, 1999. That's weird. It's weird because it says he pled guilty in 99, but then May 1st, 99, he was sentenced to 20 months in federal prison and fined $5,000. So, there you go. I was curious about it, so hopefully that extra bit of information was interesting to you. We continue in March. March 29th. For the first time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closes above the 10,000 mark at 10,006.78. To prevent Kosovar Albanians from leaving. April 8th, Bill Gates' personal fortune makes him the wealthiest individual in the world due to the increased value of Microsoft stock. April 26, Sultan Salahuddin of Selangor becomes the 11th Yang di Pertuan Agong of Malaysia. And on April 30th, Cambodia joins the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, bringing the total members to 10. May 3rd, 1999, Oklahoma tornado outbreak. A devastating tornado rated F5 on the Fujita scale hit southern and eastern Oklahoma City metropolitan area, producing the highest winds recorded on Earth, about 301 miles per hour or 484 kilometers an hour. I couldn't even fathom how quickly a 300 mile per hour wind would feel like. May 6th, elections are held in Scotland and Wales for the new Scottish Parliament and National Assembly for Wales. May 12th, David Steele becomes the first presiding officer, speaker of the modern Scottish Parliament. The very next day, Carlo Ciampi is elected president of Italy. And 4 days later, Ehud Barak is elected prime minister of Israel. May 26, the 1999 UEFA Champions League final takes place at the Camp Nou Stadium in Barcelona, in which English side Manchester United defeats German side Bayern Munich 2-1. May 28th. After 22 years of restoration work, Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper is placed back on display in Milan, Italy. We move on to June. June 1st, Napster, a music downloading service, debuts. The very next day, on the 2nd, the King of Bhutan allows television transmissions to commence in the kingdom for the first time, coinciding with the king's silver jubilee. Let's see here. June 14th, Thabo Mbeki is elected president of South Africa. 2 days later, he is inaugurated as the second president of South Africa, making the first peaceful transfer of executive power in the country's post-democratization history. June 19th, in Turin, Italy is awarded the 2006 Winter Olympics. And on the 25th of June, Bosnia and Herzegovina get a new national anthem. July 7th, in Rome, Hicham El-Khoury runs the fastest mile ever recorded at 3 minutes 43 seconds with 13 milliseconds. July 10th, American football player Brandi Chastain scores the game-winning penalty kick against China in the final of the FIFA Women's World Cup. July 23rd, NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory is launched. On the 31st, NASA intentionally crashes the Lunar Prospector spacecraft into the moon, thus ending its mission to detect frozen water on the lunar surface. August 11th, a total solar eclipse is seen in Europe and Asia. August 26th, the Second Chechen War begins. And on August 30th, East Timor votes for independence from Indonesia, which had invaded and occupied since 1975 in a referendum. September 9th, the Sega Company introduces in American market the new game console with the name Dreamcast. And I remember playing on the Dreamcast around that time, a video game where you're in Japan, and it's kind of like the style of how Grand Theft Auto is now, where you kind of have this open world. I don't remember the name of that game, but I remember as a, you know, younger kid there at that time, just being like so wildly impressed with this idea of an open concept game. I couldn't believe it. Like, this open world, it's just too much. September 12th, under international pressure to allow an international peacekeeping force, Indonesian President BJ Habibie announced that he will do so. 2 days later, Kiribati, Nauru, and Tonga join the United Nations. October. On the 1st, NASA loses one of its probes, the Mars Climate Orbiter. On the 12th, Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif attempts to dismiss Army Chief General Pervez Musharraf, who is out of the country. The generals lead a coup d'etat, ousting Sharif's administration, and Musharraf takes control of the government. October 31st, Roman Catholic Church and several Lutheran church leaders signed the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification, attempting to resolve centuries-old doctrinal disputes over the nature of faith and salvation. November 6th, Australians defeat a referendum proposing the replacement of the Queen and the Governor-General with a president to make Australia a republic. November 20th, China launches the first Shenzhou spacecraft. November 23, 1999, the National Assembly of Kuwait revokes a 1985 law that granted women's suffrage. November 30th, the ExxonMobil merger is completed, forming the largest corporation in the world. And finally, with the December, December 3rd, after rowing for 81 days and 5,486 kilometers or 2,962 nautical miles, Tori Merton became the first woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean by rowboat alone when she reached Guadeloupe from the Canary Islands. December 5th, Bolivian municipal elections, the first election contested by Evo Morales' Movement for Socialism. December 20th, the sovereignty of Macau is transferred from the Portuguese Republic to the People's Republic of China after 400 and 42 years of Portuguese settlement. December 27th, Storm Martin caused a damage throughout France, Spain, Switzerland, and Italy, including an emergency due to the flooding of the Blaise nuclear power plant. December 31st, the U.S. turned over a complete administration of the Panama Canal to the Panamanian government, as stipulated in the, Torrijos-Cortes Treaties of 1977. And so that was the year of 1999. Let's go over some births, some people that you may be familiar with in today's world, born in this year, and then we'll call it quits. Because I typically don't really like to go over the deaths, that's a bit grim. So, January 1st, Diamond White, American actress, voice artist, and singer, is born. Let's see here. January 9th, Li Zuhao, Chinese swimmer, is born. Let's see who else here. February 14th, Tyler Adams, American footballer. February 19th, Quinn Lord, Canadian actor, is born. And on that exact same day, Hugo Gonzalez, a Spanish swimmer, is born. February 28th, Luka Doncic, a Slovenian basketball player, is born. He's unbelievably good. March 5th, Madison Beer, American singer, is born. March 16th, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Canadian Dominican baseball player, and of course the son of Vladimir Guerrero. Big time prospect, of course. April 9th, we have Lil Nas X is born. Fabio Carretero, French motorbike racer, is born on April 20th, as is Carly Rose Sinclair, American actress and singer. May 5th, Nathan Chen, American figure skater, is born. May 8th, Michael Musso, Cuban long jumper, is born. Semisi Okutukolo, Tongan footballer. July 28th, Troy Brown Jr., American basketball player, is born. August, we have August 10th, we have John Morant, American basketball player, is born. And we have, who else? Dakota Goyo, Canadian actor, born on the 22nd. And I only copied up until May for some reason. That was a mistake by me, but we'll finish with up till September, sorry. And we'll do Shubman Gill, Indian cricketer, born September 8th. And there you have it. That was the year of 1999. If you have any questions, comments, if you have something that you feel I should have included for the year of 99, you can email me at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Remember to visit getjupiter.com. And and use promo code ASMR for 10% off your order. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening.